Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You say your remark over the weekend about building a fence that would be electrified so that anyone trying to sneak across the border could be electrocuted. You say it was a joke, but you're running for President of the United States, not for court gesture. Do you agree at least that that's a pretty insensitive thing to say?
Yeah, it was a joke, John. And yeah, I haven't learned how to be politically correct yet. So yes, it probably wasn't the right thing to say. And I meant I did not mean to offend anybody.
All right, John King talking to Herman Cain about his comment. The idea was to put electric fences on the border, electrocuting anybody that tried to cross into the U.S. Yep. Got to be politically correct. No sense of humor allowed. Is that the way it ought to be? 800-510-8255. These are serious matters. You don't think these people have a sense of humor? Lots of attacks now on Herman Cain because he's the front runner. And John King was a pretty, I would say serious might be the right word. On the countdown, we have some more of the interview with Herman Cain. Here it is.
What would a President Cain do in his first 100 days when it comes to border security? Is it finishing the fence? Is it more boots on the ground? Is it all of the above?
I think it's all of the above. I think that we need a combination of a physical fence in some instances. We can use technology for some parts. And in some of the more dangerous parts, I think what we need to do is to put boots on the ground in order to secure the border. John, I am tired, and like the American people are, of hearing about citizens being killed, citizens being threatened, and some border agents' lives being threatened. This is what I want to stop as President of the United States of America, whatever we have to do in order to stop it.
And what happens to those who are already in this country illegally, many of them working in the economy? Mayor Bloomberg in New York says it's foolish to think you're going to round them up and throw them out. You have to have a path to legal status, if not a path to citizenship. That was President George W. Bush's position. It was the last Republican nominee's position, John McCain, until the issue became so toxic. What would a President Cain do about the estimated, maybe it's 8 million, maybe it's 10 million, maybe it's 12 million illegal immigrants already in the country? Do you work them into the system or do you find them and kick them out?
John, let me give you my total description of how I would approach the problem. It starts with securing the border for real, not just talking about it like we talked about earlier. Secondly, it would involve promoting the path to citizenship that we already have. Thirdly, enforce the laws that we already have, the immigration laws. And here's how I would enforce those laws. And here's how I would deal with the illegals that are already here. Empower the states to do what the federal government is not doing. If you've got 50 states working on what to do with the illegals in their particular state, that's the way I believe that we ought to approach solving that problem. No, we're not going to round everybody up and try to deport them. No, allow each state to determine how they want to address the problem in their state.
What do you think of Herman Cain? I asked that question and have been asking you regularly here on this program, The Countdown, for, I don't know, the past week or two. 800-510-8255. He has a tax proposal called the 999 plan. He talks about it a lot, generated a lot of attention for it. The plan would get rid of almost all current taxes and replace them with a 9% income tax, 9% corporate tax, 9% national sales tax. A lot less attention is paid to the fact that the 999 plan is just an early step in his tax reform plan. But this is the way the news media works at it. He's not the first presidential candidate to propose something like this, a fair tax. Mike Huckabee made it a central part of his economic plan. All right, do you understand what it is? Maybe it's worth talking about, but certainly the fact that he's not the first one to come up with this is worth some attention. 800-510-8255. Here's host Todd Jeffries with Don Pryor talking to a caller who doesn't think Herman Cain was joking about the fence.
What is it about these people that get way out front in the race here, and they think that just gives them license to just start spouting stuff off? Just start. That's what happened to Perry. He came in and he was doing fine until he started talking.
Let's go to the phones. Billy is in Wimberley.
I don't know why you guys play into the liberal talking points by bringing this up and saying, well, this is, if you want to pursue the American dream, we'll kill you. Now, that is just ridiculous. And any time any of these candidates or any serious person comes up with a serious idea of how to fix this serious problem, y'all mock them, make fun of them, or write them off. And that's just so counterproductive, I can't even imagine.
So Billy, you think Herman Cain was serious?
I think that's part of a very good idea. I think we provide a path to citizenship for people that are hardworking, that want to come here. Yeah. They can pass a test and get in this country. I don't think we ought to give it away.
No, absolutely.
And if people can continue to cross the borders illegally, including the drug lords, I think if it were up to me, I'd put the army on the border.
I'm with you on that.
The army and an electric fence and predator drones, whatever the hell it took. To keep people from, because it's a big problem socially and safety-wise to have porous borders like we do right now. So what I resent is when somebody comes up with an idea, the electric fence idea, hell, that's not a bad idea.
Herman Cain even says it's a bad idea. He's now backtracking on that and said he was just kidding.
He was just joking.
Billy, he was just joking about killing people trying to get into this country. He was just joking about one of the biggest issues that's facing our country. He was just kidding.
The game is as prescribed by guys like you that are going to mock them every time they come up.
I don't have a problem with the electric fence. I don't have a problem with. Not really. But what I had a problem with was him saying it can kill you. He is implying there that.
Well, that's what an electric fence does. It kills.
Well, not necessarily.
When you're electrocuted, you're dead. When you're electrocuted, you're dead.
Okay.
You can't almost electrocute to death.
Fine, but it was a stupid thing for him to say it that way. And I'm not... it's just...
You like the idea.
Wait a minute. Here we go. I like the idea. Of the electric fence, I don't think it would work. Do I like the idea of the electric fence? Sure. If it deters people from coming here illegally, but if it's going to kill them, if people are going to die as a result, if indeed people will die from an electric fence, then maybe we shouldn't do that.
That's a pretty good example of why a lot of people don't listen to much talk radio. God, ugh, annoying listening to those guys. The electric fence thing, as a farmer, let me spend just a few seconds on that. I have electric fences around many of the pastures in the various locations where I have cows, and there's no way it's going to kill you. And you can put a certain amount of charge. I suppose you could build a fence and you could put enough charge in it to kill people. But most electric fences are shocking in that they just startle you and you step back. Yeah. It just is amazing how this stuff is twisted and turned around. At any rate, it is part of the conversation world, and that's what we focus on here. Talk Radio Countdown Show, daily version, efforts to sort of solidify the presidential race down to two people, Romney and Cain. That story coming up in a moment here on the Countdown, 14 after the hour.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Big Bang TBS. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Big Bang.
Bang. TBS.
TBS.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Very funny.
Smart.
Equals sexy.
Yes.
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 Bazinga. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
You're in my spot.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday night.
Yes.
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 The Big Bang Theory.
On TBS.
Very funny.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
800-510-8255. Good way to be in touch with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits and talk radio. Here's Rita Cosby talking to a tax practitioner about Herman Cain's economic plan.
I want to get your thoughts on Herman Cain's plan. It seems like it's resonating with America. I mean, the numbers are bearing out. People like Cain. Should we like his tax plan? What do you think of it as a tax practitioner?
Well, I like Herman Cain. He is a dynamic individual, and he is an American success story. That being said, I don't like the 999 plan for the following reasons. Number one, we have no way of limiting it. In other words, if the next election cycle somebody else comes into office, they may have to acquiesce to the needs of the moment and raise it to 15, 15, 15. Additionally, the devil is always in the details. I've long since rallied against various credits and such that, according to the pundits of the 999, would not exist. In fact, in almost every instance when similar plans have been instituted, what they've done is they've allowed a free period for, let's say, lower-income people. What that would mean is, let's say an individual makes $30,000 a year, they may not have to pay their 9% on the first $20,000. And that means they would receive a large refund from the government at the end of every tax year, which means we'd still have that bureaucracy in place, we'd still have audits, and we'd still have a lot of abuses. But probably the biggest concern is that we can't put caps on this. And if you have a tax and spend type of president in, let's say, two election cycles down the road, who knows where it could end up.
If you felt that there could be a cap, if you felt that it could be just a 999 cap, a lot of people are going, well, that sounds pretty good. Then everybody pays their sort of fair share. Would you be happy with the sort of flat tax concept if there could be some caps?
Well, I think we have to be very clear, and these would have to be for a period certain. In other words, make it for a 50-year period. I am very concerned about the abuses that take place in this existing paradigm, particularly that payback for people who are deemed to be, should be taxed at a lesser amount. See, the problem with a flat tax is it's heavily weighted. It's a regressive tax.
Okay. So that's a guy who he's probably from the left of the spectrum, similar plans. He doesn't talk about this plan. He talks about similar plans. Well, there isn't one that's really similar. There are flat tax and sales tax plans around. But it was all speculative, that conversation. Lots of maize and mites. Maybe we ought to hear from you as to what you know and think about the 999 plan. 21 after on the countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Saw something online that suggested 40% of Americans watch two televisions at the same time. How many of you listen to two radio programs or stations at the same time? It has happened. It has actually more than you would think, especially now with the advent of listening maybe on the radio, and then you can listen to the FR. You know how it is. You click back and forth. 800-510-8255. Most people want to know what's going on in the world of talk radio who listen to this program, and thus their attention is focused on just that one radio and the one speaker as we continue to go through the presidential race. And the status of Herman Cain, they are now tied in the new CNN poll. The amount of money being raised, however, Mr. Perry is still raising, even though he's right out. Why would you give money to Rick Perry? Would be my question. Here's host Chad Hartman talking about Herman Cain's focus on what the liberal agenda does.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of audio that Herman offered up with David Gregory.
You've talked as well about liberals in the country. You gave a speech in February where you didn't mince words. This is what you said.
The objective of the liberals is to destroy this country.
To destroy this country. How so?
Economically. Look at this economy. David, the engine of economic growth is the business sector. We are growing at an anemic 1.5%. If we allow this economy to continue to go down, it will destroy our economic capability. And as a result, we are now looking at how much in defense we can cut. That's destroying it.
You think liberals actually seek to do that? That's their mission, to destroy the economy?
That's the conclusion that I have drawn.
Not mismanagement.
No.
But it's their mission.
It is their mission. Because they do not believe in a stronger America, in my opinion.
Now, okay, he kind of covers it at the end there, in his opinion. Because we all can say we have our opinion. Well, his opinion is ludicrous, then. Okay, you can say that the tactics and the policies and the laws and the and any sort of way that President Obama's offered up, Nancy Pelosi's offered up, the liberal orthodoxy for years is horrible for our country. And there are people who agree with that, plenty. But that their sole intent is to destroy the economy? Come on. That's red meat for the hardcore right. But does that have a chance for any centrists or independents? I'm thinking, look at that, say, Herman, come on. you're going way too far. That what they're trying to do is intentionally bring the country to its economic knees. That's ludicrous.
All right, here's host Gary Hoffman talking about the arguments against the 999 plan. More of that.
Some conservatives don't like the idea of the national sales tax. It has been floated before, but some people don't. They said that it just would be too easy for Congress to tack on a tenth of a percent here, half a percent there, and eventually we're looking at 10, 12, 15% national sales tax. Some liberals don't like the idea because they say it is a huge tax break for the wealthy, where if someone making $2 million a year is going to be paying 31% on their income right now, they would be paying 9%. And that the wealthiest people in the United States don't spend all of their income, if that makes sense. If you're making $100,000 a year, chances are in the United States, just the way that we spend, you're spending $100,000 a year. Even people who are making $100,000 a year complain that they're getting by paycheck to paycheck. Someone who's making $2 million probably doesn't, unless they play in the NBA. Now, for starters, about 30 million of the poorest households in the United States pay neither income tax nor Social Security or Medicare. So for them, doing away with the payroll tax doesn't do anything. And you're going to add on top of that a 9% sales tax and a 9% income tax. So, yes, it would impose taxes on people who right now pay nothing.
Okay. So there's an interest. Everybody's got a different point of view. I happen to think there's some things about it that are pretty good. Up next, though, we focus on the Occupy Bunch. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Clearing the air when it comes to conversation. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Second half hour of this hour, moving away from politics. Well, maybe not quite. This is another whole deal. The Occupy Wall Street gang spreading to apparently 500 different protests going on almost simultaneously here and around the world. Here from CNN, John King talked about the shift in attitude that many of the candidates, presidential candidates, are having with regard to the Occupy Wall Street protest group.
Remember the politicians who were condemning the Occupy Wall Street movement, even though they praised the Tea Party movement for pretty much the same tactics? Well, it turns out some of those politicians are dropping their criticism and changing their message. We're talking about the Occupy Wall Street movement, now in its fifth week in cities across the country. Large crowds have taken to the streets in New York, Philadelphia, Boston, and elsewhere. They're protesting income inequality and the lack of jobs. Just last week, rising GOP presidential hopeful Herman Cain said those fired up over America's economic troubles had no one to blame but themselves. Here's what he told the Wall Street Journal.
Don't blame Wall Street. Don't blame the big banks. If you don't have a job and you're not rich, blame yourself.
Then this past weekend, Cain fired another shot at the protesters on CBS Face the Nation.
My parents never said that we hope that the rich people lose something so we can get something. No, my dad's idea was I want to work hard enough so I can buy a Cadillac, not take somebody else's.
But listen, now Cain is tweaking his message and saying the protesters should be blaming someone. The White House. Here's what he said during the Bloomberg Washington Post GOP debate.
That response was directed at the people that are protesting on Wall Street, not that 14 million people who are out of work for no reason of their own other than that the economy is not growing, not the millions of people that are underemployed. They have basically targeted the wrong target. It should be against the failed policies of this administration, not Wall Street is where they should be protesting.
Herman Cain is not the only presidential hopeful changing his message. So is the former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Last week on the campaign trail in Florida, Romney said this about the Occupy Wall Street movement. Quote, I think it's dangerous, this class warfare. But Monday, Romney sounded much different when meeting with voters in New Hampshire.
I don't worry about the top 1%. I don't spend nights worrying about, gee, we need to help them. I don't think about that. I'm not worried about that. They're doing just fine by themselves. I worry about the 99% in America. I want America once again to be the best place in the world to be middle class. I want to have a strong and vibrant and, and prosperous middle class. And so I look at what's happening on Wall Street, and my own view is, boy, I understand how those people feel.
You got that? Romney saying he now understands how the protesters feel. No more talk of class warfare. He even used a key phrase of the Occupy Wall Street movement. They refer to themselves as the 99%.
All right. Let's keep moving on the Occupy Wall Street protesters, communities that felt the impact of these demonstrations across the globe this past weekend, experiencing the same sort of unrest that many people have wanted to express themselves about since 2008 and the bailouts. If you scroll through the Occupy Wall Street website, mass protests in Madrid, Hong Kong, London, Rome, Tel Aviv, Amsterdam, Los Angeles as examples, calling to action. This whole thing has taken root because there are lots of different people. This is a makeshift group of protesters, not all the same, not all with the same message, but it is spreading the understanding of how the finance world works. Here's Bernard McGurk talking to Michael Goodwin from the New York Post about the president's, let's go on to the other side, president's reaction to these protesters.
Can President Obama hijack this? Now, for example, if President Bush was in office, the anti-war protesters would be front and center. They'd be wasting billions in Afghanistan. But you don't hear boo about that. You don't see Cindy Sheehan down there. I mean, is this a pro-Obama type crowd?
I don't think it is at heart. I think he's trying to co-opt it, and I think he would like it to be his crowd. But to me, that just shows his desperation. Because, again, when you look at who's actually there and what they're saying, I can't imagine any politician in his right mind who has to appeal to a national audience of middle-class Americans would want to link up with this group and think that somehow it's going to help you. I mean, this group is so far off the charts that for any politician, I mean, this is too far for Ralph Nader. I mean, this is so far left that it's, you know, there are anarchists and communists and socialists there. So I don't think that the president should wrap his arms around it, but the fact that he's making these tentative overtures, I think, does reveal his desperation more than good sense.
I'm an anarchist, and I'm not a socialist nor a fascist. I just think that we need lots of change, and the more noise we make, the more opportunity there is for change. Let's say you, 800-510-8255. Let's say you were a demonstrator in the crowd in Times Square this past weekend. What would you be calling for? What would you be asking? That was a very visible, it's one of the most visible landmarks in the world, so it's a very visible place to have one of these things. Global protesting, starting in the United States and going all around the world, Rome, Madrid, Barcelona, 500,000 people protesting. What are they protesting? A lot of them are protesting the lack of the ability of government to take care. And so those of us who don't like the government taking care of us, we can learn from what these people protest. Should they be protesting? Absolutely. Making lots of noise? Yep. Learning lots. People running history and political science classes ought to be using some of these demonstrations as a great example of how that whole situation works. Here's Paul W. Smith, the talk host of Some Know, talking to Helen Stockton. She's taking part in the Occupy Detroit protests.
You spent the night at Grand Circus Park.
Yes, I have been here since 10 o'clock Friday morning.
So they're like 200, 250 people, is it that about the right number?
I think that's about right for who's been out tonight. We get a lot more people coming out in the day and a few that are going home at night due to the weather, but we've actually been able to create more of an infrastructure down here with tarps and tents, and so I think we're going to see more and more people that are going to stay out.
Is there a planned start and stop period for this event?
Well, the start period was last Friday at 4 p.m., and the stop period will be when we, you know, feel like we're starting to be heard and we, you know, are getting the attention that we need to get the policies we'd like to see changed.
Help me understand what it is that would make you the happiest, Helen? And I know you're not claiming to speak for everybody, but give me a feel for those of us who aren't there, who haven't been there, what it is that, like the top three things or four things that if you heard people say, or whoever it is you want to say it, if they said it, you'd feel good and you'd feel you accomplished what you wanted to accomplish and you'd go home.
Well, you're absolutely right that I cannot speak for everyone. However, I could tell you that a lot of people down here are very frustrated with the economic situation. Many people are angry about the bailout from a couple years ago. Many people feel that there's a widening gap between the upper class and the middle class, and that the middle class is slowly dwindling away. I think you hear a lot of people complain about home foreclosures. And many, you know, issues from health care to home foreclosures to the top 1% of the people in our country income-wise having the most money to pay for lobbyists to have the most political influence.
Makes sense, doesn't it, huh? A lot of these things. That's an Occupy Detroit protester talking to host Paul W. Smith. 800-510-8255. Here's radio man Steve Juhas with one of his callers who's a Tea Party organizer.
Barry, hi.
Hey, I'm a Tea Party organizer in East San Diego County, and I've been following this. It's interesting, the terminology that they use, occupy, like you're occupying another country. It's bizarre terminology. But I find any type of parallel comparison with the Tea Party movement laughable.
Well, the methodology maybe, but would you disagree that there are some issues on which the Tea Party and the Occupy movement have a lot of congruency, like the bailing out of banks and picking winners and losers in D.C. as opposed to the marketplace of ideas and freedom?
Well, they may be bringing up some issues, but their solutions are bizarre. Like, they want to prosecute. I mean, I listened to their testimony of some of these people, and they want to prosecute corporate CEOs for who knows what. And it is such a jumbled set of ideas that you can't get any congruency out of anything from them.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you that there is a segment of the Occupy movement that is plain crazy. There is. But at the same time, I think that they do bring up issues that are valid in some cases, not all of them. I mean, the ones who bring up, I mean, I have a lot of stories here about, you know, the communists throw their support behind the movement. The Nazi party throws their support behind the movement. I mean, they're bizarre. But when push comes to shove, when you break out all the hyperbole to what they're actually protesting, I think that there is a lot of congruency between what some of us believe, including me. And I'm as far from an occupier. I don't even like to go camping, let alone sit in the parking lot.
I just have to respectfully disagree. I don't see any congruence whatsoever.
All right. So lots of ideas being thrown around here. Occupy Wall Street and their muscle, the focus at 16 before the hour on the countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Welcome, my friends, to my chocolate factory.
That's Gene Wilder in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, now in a Blu-ray DVD box set. Wilder himself wrote the scene where Wonka first appears, first limping on a cane, then doing a somersault, and he told me why.
Because from that time on, no one, including the audience, will know whether I'm lying or telling the truth.
Johnny Depp was good, but for me, Gene Wilder will always be the real Willy Wonka. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Kevin Bacon and January Jones are super in X-Men First Class. Kevin Spacey drives Jason Bateman nuts in Horrible Bosses. Brad Pitt branches out in The Tree of Life. And Frances McDormand gets into gear in Transformers The Dark of the Moon. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's a host, Greg Knapp, talking to legal analyst Brett Myers about the rights of the Occupy Wall Street protesters.
I'm looking at how all this is going down in New York, Denver, Seattle. We've had them here in Kansas City, all these different places. And when does that line of protest cross over into illegality when you say things like, hey, you're not allowed to camp in a park, but they do. You're not allowed to sleep in the street, but they do. Where does that line get drawn?
Well, here's the situation. This is fundamental core First Amendment freedoms we're talking about. So this is kind of the intersection between the nuts and bolts of the law versus the philosophical underpinnings of, you know, what our country's all about. So what the Supreme Court says is this. The Supreme Court says that as long as you are, as long as the restrictions that you're seeking to enforce on a person's expression of their First Amendment rights, as long as those restrictions are content neutral and as long as they are narrowly tailored to serve a significant government interest, and as long as there are other alternative channels of communication, and we can restrict. It's what we call time, place, and manner restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not saying you can't have your message, you can't get your message out there, and we're not saying you can't exercise your First Amendment freedoms. What we're saying is that in an ordered society, there has to be limits, because as much as one group may want to exercise their First Amendment freedoms, there are other groups who need to do things like get to work.
Yes.
And take their kids to school. And we can't have the sidewalks blocked, and we can't have the streets blocked. So that's really where it comes down to it. And you can see a real good example of this in New York, because in New York, what the city officials are doing is they're letting them protest.
Right.
Insofar as they don't block the streets, block the sidewalks, or violate these time, place, manner restrictions, one of which, you know, related to clearing that park out. And it wasn't that they wanted to clear the park out because they just wanted to get rid of the people who were camping there. It was they needed to get in there and clean the park out.
Yeah, from what I understood, Brett, they were even talking about we'll do it a section at a time so you guys can move over to that section. We don't have to clear you totally out of the park. We're going to clean this area. We'll let you move back over to this area. Then we'll clean the next area, right?
That's it. That's what you call a legitimate government interest, because you can't have essentially a residential area without any type of sewage or sanitation procedures in place to address the waste that accumulates when you have a lot of people getting together.
Lots of people are getting together. They have raised $300,000 in New York. They have been able to store a lot of the things they're using in various places. But you look at those pictures from this past weekend. They're pretty impressive, the numbers. 51 past the hour, Iran up next in the Focus on the Countdown.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As promised, now a focus on Iran and the serious worrying so-called terror plot. Is it the truth? Is it not the truth? Here is John Howell with Amy Jacobson talking to Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois about just how serious this thing was.
As this Iranian assassination plot unfolds, I would like to know, and I'm sure you might know, and if you can tell us, that'd be great. How serious is this? I know it's serious just by its very nature, but do you think it was sanctioned at the highest levels of the Iranian government? And if so, what are our options?
I think it was sanctioned at the highest level. The Treasury Department designated Suleiman, who is the commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Quds Force. This is the elite terror force of Iran, very close to the president, Ahmadinejad. And I think they would move like this without sanction from the highest level.
Is there a possibility? Is there a possibility that they're trying to tube Ahmadinejad? And that, in other words, like they're letting the plot out, or they're being so doggone sloppy with it because they want to topple him? Is that even a possibility? Or am I thinking too much like Tom Clancy?
I think that might be a little bit too far, Tom Clancy. They are sworn enemies of the United States. But they have been held back because we're obviously a superpower, and previously the United States has acted decisively. But this is so far beyond the conduct between nations, even for the Iranians. But I think the United States has to do something, and do something fairly dramatic. Because the plot was foiled, I don't think we should take military action. So the question is, what's the biggest thing we can do absent something from the U.S. military? And the answer is, I think we have the capability to collapse the currency of Iran by crippling their central bank.
Well, haven't we already imposed some economic sanctions so far?
We do. So there's almost no business between Iran and the United States, and we leveled the new sanctions, especially on companies that give gasoline to the Iranians, because they're so short of gasoline, even though they're an oil-producing nation. That would be a great stricture. But one thing we haven't done is ban any company who does business with the central Bank of Iran from doing business with the United States. When you take that action, you force European and Asian companies to choose between doing business with the massive U.S. market and the tiny Iranian market, and I think it would work. The good news is that yesterday the New York Times reported the administration appears to be moving in that direction. I got 92 senators to send a letter to the administration saying that we should take that action. Rarely do you have any kind of unanimity in the U.S. Senate these days on a subject like that.
All right. 800-510-8255. Here's host Michael Graham with political analyst Mark Stein. They don't think anybody should be surprised about Iran.
Holy crap, Mark Stein. Iran paying people to blow up Americans in America? The Obama administration says, quote, we're going to hold Iran responsible. Wow.
You know, I don't know. What is kind of surprising about this is the people are surprised by it. I mean, Iran has been in a state of war with the United States and other countries since the Iranian Revolution in 1979. I mean, they seized an embassy. You never had to worry. As bad as things got in the Cold War, you never had to worry about the Soviets seizing the U.S. embassy in Moscow. They took out a mob contract on a British novelist and killed his publishers and translators around the world. The Speaker of the Iranian Parliament blew up a community center in Argentina, which should give you some idea, I think, of the of Iran's interest in penetration of America's backyard in Latin America. And it's no secret that they've been making common cause with various drug gangs and all kinds of other parties in Latin America these last few years. That's why letting them go nuclear isn't such a smart idea, because the next thing you know, it won't just be a regular old bomb they'll be trying to smuggle in across the border, but something on a far more ambitious scale.
I read the statement from Eric Holder saying, quote, the U.S. government will be taking unspecified action against the Iranian government, close quote. I predict that will remain the case, Mark, that we'll see a continuing series of unspecified actions that we will never know that they occurred and they never got specified. In other words, if I were the Iranians, I would not be worried about American retaliation. Am I
well,
right?
With Eric Holder in charge, what would be fascinating to know whether these like Mexican gangs that the Iranians were in league with are the same Mexican gangs that Eric Holder was selling.
Exactly. I just got a shipment of AK-47s from Eric Holder. I'm ready to go attack Washington. This is great. And guess what? They're all solar powered with my new Solyndra battery.
All right, well, there it is, an overview in this hour of pretty much everything you need to know about the hot hits in talk radio. Countdown is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Stephan with a thanks.